Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Tonight, each and every show, we go deep inside the Beltway with the true insiders from Talk Radio News. None better than the former congressman from Ohio, Bob Ney, who has a spot-on imitation of Bernie Sanders. Right? I think it's pretty good. You got to give it a little, just a little one word, one thing, one something?
An oligarchy. It's an oligarchy. Yeah. I love Bernie, too. And I serve with him. I love the guy. I do.
And Bernie Sanders has to be in hog heaven. I was just reading The Hill this morning, and the glaring headline from The Hill was, he's the front runner, Bernie Sanders, the front runner. So what were the odds of thinking that you'd see, you know, three reasons why he's the guy who the Dems say is in front? That's crazy. Like I said, he has to be feeling pretty pumped up, though, about things that are happening around him.
Oh, yeah, and Bernie Sanders, I mean, when you serve with him, we used to joke, if Bernie was coming down the hallway and he had a bunch of folders under his arm, run, because he's the only guy that actually read anything, and he wanted to talk to you about issues, and you haven't read any, we haven't read anything. So.
That's great. So someone who actually reads the legislation, I love that,
that's
or
right.
Whatever's up.
What's wrong with him?
Oh, that's funny. Exactly. What is it? Well, here's the thing that's also interesting, as you know, and you and I have talked about this whole thing with Joe Biden, but what do you make of the president having a meeting with him and supposedly giving his blessing to Joe Biden to run? Boy, that puts Obama in an awkward position, because I think this is give back time to the Clintons. Who does he endorse?
Well, I mean, I know that story, you know, has anonymous sources, but it was carried by CNN, you know, so it wasn't like something to try to disrupt like some other media market. But I must say that, you know, the fact remains that, he's the sitting vice president. I can't imagine what the president would do but to support him. It would cost him fewer. I honestly kind of wonder whether that story wasn't leaked on purpose to kind of just brace people, just in case Joe decides to run, Joe Biden does.
Right, and then there was the thing about the Democratic Party, some of the big fundraisers putting together a letter about reasons why to support Joe, and that would stand to reason with what you're saying. Okay, brace everyone for it's not Hillary Clinton all the time.
Right, and yes, and I can tell you, this is just from talking with a lot of people. I talk to the Democratic side, you know, a lot, and this has went beyond Joe Biden's kind of thinking of this. I'm not saying he's in, but it's gone beyond what Joe Biden's thinking about it. He's hired a spokesperson. He's meeting, as we speak, with Democratic big-time fundraisers. Elizabeth Warren flew in and out. The leaked story, which I think is leaked about President Obama. And so I take, this is, in my opinion, way beyond I'm thinking about it. This is actually a second step to try to make a decision.
Yeah, well, in meeting with Elizabeth Warren, what would you make of a Warren ticket and Joe Biden, Biden and Warren? Would that be pretty powerful?
I think it would be extremely powerful. And the fact that Jeb Bush is not going to be in this thing, I don't believe anyway, on a Republican side, I think a Biden-Warren ticket would be very, very, you know, powerful. I said yesterday Joe Biden was a centrist, and one of the Republicans said, you've got to be kidding me. I said, no, he really is. Within the Democratic side, Joe Biden's a centrist, you know, and he's not a, you know, liberal, whereas Warren would provide that. Plus, she's female, and plus, she's recognized first term, but she's got talent. I think it would be
She's definitely recognized. Yeah, she's definitely has huge name recognition. There's no question about that. What is Washington saying about what's happening on Wall Street with China's markets tanking? What happened yesterday, the bizarre roller coaster ride plunging 1,000 points, the Dow from the opening and then coming back a little bit? This is wild.
Well, the political side's fascinating. two people have been saying over and over and over about China, and that is Bernie Sanders and Donald Trump. So they sound the same on, you know, the China issue. Now, Trump takes it a step further with Obama, but the Republican candidates are, you know, obviously all throwing in against President Obama and China. But mainly on the Hill, I think people recognize that this, I'm not going to say this too shall pass, but this is probably something that will close a little better today at the end of the day. But there's four or five reasons this is happening, and it's also, you know, mainly in China's court. I mean, look, China is a communist country that's really a capitalist country that just purged 100,000 people internally due to corruption. So it's going through all of these growing pains, and we're feeling the repercussion of it here in America.
Yeah, I agree with you. In the meantime, the big sell is the president on the mission to get more support rallied around the Iran deal. And I was reading something also this morning about, you know, he's got a lieutenant in this. It makes sense. And Nancy Pelosi trying to really push the nuke deal with Iran, too. What do you think happens ultimately here? Anything?
I think the president wins. Now, there'll probably be two resolutions passed and, you know, sent to him to say, don't do this. He'll veto it, and then he'll win. I don't believe both chambers can override him. Harry Reid went with him. Nancy Pelosi is doing everything within her ability to help him to be veto-proof. So I believe the president wins on this. Now, only history and time is going to tell whether this roll of the dice is going to work out, but the president is engaged beyond anything I've ever seen President Obama engaged in, beyond health care in his entire term. So I think Pelosi helps deliver.
Yeah, I agree with you. This is the most engaged he's been in, I think, both terms, where he's, like you say, where he's really, really pushing it. Hey, we haven't talked about this, but wasn't that great? What was your reaction to the Americans who, I think, frankly, saved tons of lives on that train from Amsterdam to Paris?
Oh, yeah. You know, there was three Americans, one British guy, and now one French guy. He's in the hospital. They're going to give him the medal, too. So there's four of them that will get the medal. And the French man found the guy in the first place was suspicious, got shot in the neck, and then the three Americans and the British stepped in. But I just think it's wonderful. You know, we have this whole thing about, you know, the French don't like us, on and on and on. And so that's a bright side to it. Some Americans did some really positive things over there. But on top of it, what carnage would have occurred? I mean, this is a bright spot. Where five people stepped in, and man, speeding train, he had a Russian assault weapon, 300 rounds, a Luger, and a box cutter. There would have been a lot of people dead.
Yeah, no kidding. And, I mean, that great thinking, immediate thinking, and plus, as you mentioned, the one French guy in the hospital, the American almost losing his thumb and then helping the French guy. I mean, that's an incredible story, isn't it?
It's positive, Kate. It's just that it makes you feel good. And our three brave Americans, it's a super story that could have had a horrible, horrible outcome.
Yeah, no kidding, especially at the time of day and the 500-plus people they say that was on the train, for sure. All right, Bob Ney, thanks so much,
thank
as always,
you.
From Talk Radio News. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You.
Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, Use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
It's so lonely here. I can barely stand it. I'm waiting for you to stroke your keys and unload over at gcnlive.com/community. Oh, come on. I know you have things to share. And there's a whole place waiting for you to share them. Light some candles, pour yourself a drink, get cozy. Log in at gcnlive.com/community. Lots of people are satisfied. Why not satisfy yourself at gcnlive.com/community? I'm waiting. Get out of the friend zone at delicious.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that it's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Okay, open your mouth and say ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
But let's get it straight. Let's be lawful and let's be smart about this. We're talking about unclassified emails. We're not talking about classified emails. We're talking about unclassified emails, and they are clearly subject to what people interpret.
All right, Hillary Clinton's peeps talking about the fact that they believe she's getting railroaded in what's happening with her each and every day, getting pummeled on this whole email thing, and ultimately what is that going to mean when she steps before Congress? So we have more info on that, because every day there's another shoe that drops, there's another conversation, there's another back and forth over what is classified and what isn't classified, and the list is very, very long, my friends. Needless to say, that was Ellen Toscher, who is a Clinton campaign surrogate, by the way, talking about that. She was on Fox, and she was responding. She was criticizing, actually, the way that Hillary Clinton was getting slammed in the court of public opinion and beyond. So here's the scoop. Hillary's email had classified info from three agencies. Three different agencies. So you can be the judge on that. I said this the other day, and I don't want to say this over and over again and sound like a parrot. I don't care if she's a Republican, Democrat, Independent. Let's put all that aside, the labels aside, and Clinton bashing aside and whatever else. Just really clear your mind of that for a second. The bottom line is, if she had all this top secret info flowing in and out of it, I mean, you got to say, that is fair. That is not fair. That is foul. So the State Department released Clinton emails that had classified intel from three agencies, like I said. So that, by the way, would violate a presidential order. Oh, yeah. One of the two emails that sparked the FBI investigation was an April 2011 email from Clinton confidant Huma Abedin that contained intelligence from the Defense Intelligence Agency, the National Security Agency, and the National, or their NGA, and overseas aerial imagery, including satellites. The State Department publicly released the email and its intelligence, which wasn't theirs to declassify, by the way. So, what the Clinton people are saying is, you're seeing a disagreement between agencies. That's what you're seeing. But if something's classified, then it's classified, right? I don't understand that. How can we say, no, that's a contest. That's a contest between two agencies. Give me a break on that one. And then with the Benghazi thing, there was 296 Benghazi emails released in May. All the intelligence agencies have reviewers at the State Department to identify emails that can contain classified material that came from them, so they don't have a repeat of the Huma Abedin situation. So, I mean, here's the thing. The aides around her, duh, what are they doing? Oh, yes, here's all the aerial footage. Well, because it's an email. It's an email to the boss. It's sending the information, forwarding the information, not at all thinking about, oh, this is a different server than the State Department's servers, which then goes back to the whole thing of, if she had just had a server that was a State Department server and an address, then she wouldn't be in this cockamamie situation in the first place, because the emails would have gone through the State Department. And it's interesting, too, that you have the Lois Lerner IRS bad girl now, where she admits to using a second personal account. So she was using personal email to do IRS business. And it's a perfect cover. You know, it's a perfect cover, and that's the problem with this. If you're going in that direction, you're going to get nailed for that. Now, I mean, even they're saying Caroline Kennedy has an email issue. The ambassador to Japan, for goodness sake, used a private account for official business. Bottom line is, anybody in the government moving forward, they're dopes on a rope if they use private accounts in the future, because they're going to get their hands slapped, or worse. And they see what the information is that came out of the ambassador's personal account, and it has official business in it. So here we go. We have the question of the security of a server. We have this other email account, and what about that server? We have the Lois Lerner server. The thing is, with all these three women, they're all Democrats. They are not helping the Democratic Party by being in these perilous situations. Each one of them very different, but each one of them could be harmful. Lois Lerner denying people the status that would have saved them thousands of dollars, the companies, the nonprofits, whatever. Instead, was there a political agenda here pushing them to the side and then getting caught with, where's the emails? Hillary Clinton, whether through arrogance, power, whatever, the people around her, not using an email address from the State Department, and now look what happens. It gets exposed, and then it's a question of how many emails and what was in the emails, and could some hackers gotten into it, and all of that sort of thing. And then you have Kennedy and Japan in a precarious situation. It wasn't too long ago we weren't flying our planes over Japan so we wouldn't get shot down because of the debate they were having with China on islands between the two. So all of these situations could have had very serious consequences. And that's how you tie it together. I mean, they all could have had serious consequences. And whether Hillary goes down for this or not, I have no idea. But I can only imagine how she'll be kicking herself if that, in fact, is what happens here. Because I really, truly believe that's just about... We have one email, this is it. And now it's blown up in their faces. Blown up in their faces. And speaking of that, how about the EPA? Let's hold their feet to the fire, because they act a little high and mighty now and then. And they didn't meet a House committee's deadline for turning over the documents related to the Gold King mine disaster, that spill, 3 million gallons of toxic chemicals spilling into the Colorado Animas River. You cannot put the EPA on the hot seat enough for this. Ridiculous. Oh, we're just this mine from the 20s, and pardon us, but whoops, there was an accident, and here's what happened. I mean, it's ridiculous. They should have turned over the documents related to the mine on time, because the committee has to look over them to see what information really matters and what doesn't and what they can shove aside. But instead, we have more of the same maneuvering going on. And it's awful. I mean, you look at that putrid yellow that's down the river, and you see people kayaking in it, and you just shake your head. So you have Gina McCarthy, the EPA director, has been asked to appear and answer questions about the role in this toxic spill on August 5th. And, of course, the EPA isn't answering, returning calls, emails, all that sort of stuff. I mean, do they care about the people who live in the three states bordering the river? The millions of people affected by this? They didn't notify Utah, the EPA, or New Mexico, or even, for that matter, the Indians, the Navajo Nation, that guess what? Whoopsie, this toxic crap is coming your way. In fact, Gina McCarthy waited a week before visiting Colorado. And even then, she didn't go to Silverton, place I love, the town near the King Gold Mine, or the Gold King Mine, where the EPA contractors unleashed the toxic plume into the water that fed into the Colorado River. Ridiculous. Hang with us. We can count coming up.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. But once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Honey, why are there fish swimming in our bathtub?
Aren't they cute? You need more omega-3s, and those fish oil pills with toxins and heavy metals are scary. So I'm making fish oil from scratch.
Oh boy, didn't I tell you I'm ordering Nutrigold fish oil? It's exceptionally pure.
That's what they all say.
No, really. Nutrigold's fish oil is concentrated from pure cold water fish straight off the Alaskan coast and manufactured right here in the USA.
Well, cold Alaskan waters are much more pristine than the polluted waters that other fish oils are sourced from.
That's what I'm saying. And it's 5-star certified to meet international purity, potency, and freshness standards.
Well, that sounds even better.
Great. I'll be in my office ordering a few bottles. If I order now on www.fishoil.best, I can save $5 using the promo code MyFishOil. Honey, why are there bees in my office?
Get rid of those fish burps for good. Go to Nutrigol's U.S.-made fish oil products by going to www.fishoil.best and get $5 off by entering MyFishOil at checkout.
Are you excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want a place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, isn't that guy? I'm so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to GCNLive.com/forum. That's GCNLive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend GCN Live on Diaspora and Cross.tv.
No! That's the sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from RetailMeNot right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the RetailMeNot app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's UPDATE to 42767. Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit RetailMeNot.com.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish. Robust, mouth-watering vegetables. All from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicSource.com. For a free guide to aquaponics. That's aquaponicsource.com.
Boy, we have numbers for you. I always say it goes back to the numbers. Really start to pay attention and look around, and you'll see what I'm talking about. How about this? The CEO of a male escort website, six others have been charged with promoting prostitution after a raid. I say, because Ashley Madison has them beat in the adultery category. However, I suppose that's not prostitution, right? The feds and the New York City police raided the Manhattan offices of an online male escort service, arresting the aforementioned CEO and six employees. Rentboy, wink, wink, .com. Did you get that? Rentboy.com. And that was the name of the company. They were all arraigned in federal court in Brooklyn on charges of promoting prostitution across state lines. Prosecutors say, now check this out, the site sold advertising for high-priced male prostitutes for several hundred dollars. Then they charge customers $299 a month to access the ads. They took in about $10 million since 2010. Not bad. The main dude, Jeffrey Herant, was released on $350,000 bond. Outside the court, he and his lawyer insisted his business was legit. It was a companionship service, and that similar escort websites elsewhere have simply operated without becoming the target of a federal investigation. He said, even went a step further, saying, I think we do good things for good people. We bring good people together. Rentboy.com has pointed users to disclaimers that set guidelines banning offers of sex in exchange for money. But a criminal complaint cited several ads that referred to various sex acts, whoops, offered reviews, whoops, of sexual performance, and listed rates ranging from $150 an hour to $3,500. Wow! For a weekend. There is a line, but I won't cross it, that I could step on. Oh, how easy is that? Wow. We move on to yet another story involving numbers. We need to find a good story with numbers, don't we? All right, so how about this one? This is a good story involving numbers. You remember this. The females that went through the Ranger School. What I liked about the Ranger School thing is the guys didn't care. Hey, you get through, you get through. And you're just like one of us, and that's fine. So the first female soldiers completed the Army's rigorous Ranger School. They pinned on their black and gold Ranger tab at a graduation ceremony. It capped off a historic week and put a spotlight and an exclamation point on the debate over women in combat. At the ceremony on the shore of Victory Pond, this was just heading into the weekend, at Fort Benning, Georgia, First Lieutenant Shay Haver of Copperas Cove, Texas, and Captain Kirsten Griest of Orange, Connecticut, graduated along 94 male soldiers. They got a lot of attention because they finished the, here's the big number, 9-week program designed to test soldiers' abilities. And now it's all about that decision to see if these women meet the military standards they did through the Ranger training. So we'll see. The Pentagon is weighing a decision on allowing women to serve in combat jobs held by men only. A Ranger School comrade said that, you know, here's the thing. They were pretty gritty on the course, and it's a credit for any man or woman to endure this intense training. Clearly, the two soldiers are trailblazers. After all, that's what it means to be a Ranger. Rangers lead the way. That's what they do. So, how about that? Whether they get placed in the unit or not, still days later and into the next week, they're getting credit for what they did. Bravo. A man who was detained once again at that infamous spot at the fence where we decide we're going to get really close to the White House. I'm going to jump and run and see what I can do. Remember the alleged White House fence jumper? Well, a man was detained by the Secret Service in March for jumping over a perimeter wall. He was shot and killed by a police officer Tuesday inside a Pennsylvania courthouse. Are you confused? Yes, Curtis Smith, 33, of Coatesville, entered the Chester County Justice Center at about noon and attacked a sheriff's deputy with a knife. Another deputy then opened fire at Smith, hitting him. Smith died at a hospital. The deputy, who was not identified, is being treated for arm and hand wounds, but apparently he's going to be okay. So this crazy jumper is now gone, is dead, as he was trying to cause more problems with a knife inside a courthouse, and that's how that story ends. There were two homeless giant pythons, and oh, where would they go and find a home? Apparently, these two giant pythons given to a Vermont man. So the snakes are, and it's, they're huge. I mean, I can't even describe them. Scary. If this thing came after me, I am a pretty brave woman. I think I'd faint. I do. I think I would just, especially if it came jaws open, then forget it. Because I frankly wouldn't know what to do. I guess I would try to do something because I'm not a quitter, but two giant snakes that I can't even describe to you, native to Southeast Asia, rescued by a Vermont guy and turned over to state game wardens, are now headed to a snake sanctuary in Massachusetts. Yes, it's true. Game warden Chad Barrett says the snakes are probably the biggest ever seen in Vermont. And let me tell you, how big is big? Big is between 17 and 18 feet long, weighing 220 pounds. Now, the other one was 15 feet, weighed about 150 pounds. So they're going to go to the Rainforest Reptile Show. Now they're going to be performing snakes since they were found. The snake collector, Pat Howard, said he got the pythons from a New York man who couldn't keep them. He knew he didn't have the permits to keep them on Monday, so he called the state game wardens. Hey, warden, I've got some pretty big snakes out here. You need to come out and do something about them. So the key thing is they found a new home. They found a new home, and that is very, very good news. This is sad news. As somebody who loves and has been to Hawaii and feeling fortunate to have spent time there, it's very hard to leave Hawaii because there's something that happens called relaxation when you go there and you don't care what else is going on in the world. It really happens that way. This is a bad time for this to happen, though. In Honolulu, stretches of Waikiki's white sands and blue waters were deserted Tuesday because they warned that the heavy rains triggered a 500,000-gallon sewage spill near this world-famous tourist district. Dozens of tourists went in the water anyway. Young parents carried their babies into the ocean, ignoring the signs about unsafe water. Oh, boy. I would not do that. So they must have been freaked out. See, people say they go in the water every day. They're willing to take their chances. Pretty polluted. When we're saying heavy rains, sewage overflow, 500,000 gallons of wastewater spewing from manholes, it's not the time to really go swimming, I would say. It would be the time to heed their advice and stay away. They're talking about a four-mile stretch of waterfront from Kapahula Avenue in Waikiki to Point Panic in Kakako. The sewage came out of the manholes, as I described, on a street in front of a shopping mall at the edge of Waikiki in a pumping station. Ooh, that's never good. Never good. So they've had to, they're trying to tell the people, come on, listen, this is not what you want to do. It doesn't make any sense to do that, so skip it. Give it a rest. Go to the pool. Do whatever you have to do. But I wouldn't get in that water. Ooh, no way. Let's move over to this one. Marcy Borders, the famous dust lady of the famous 9/11 photo, remember that? Died of stomach cancer at the age of 42. That picture was shown everywhere. I think you know, when I say dust lady, who exactly she was. John Borders, Marcy's first cousin, it's Marcy is her name, wrote that she unfortunately succumbed, as he said, to the diseases that have ridden her body since 9/11. She was somebody who was working for Bank of America. She was on the 81st floor of the World Trade Center's North Tower when the two passenger planes slammed into the Twin Towers. But instead of staying at her desk, as her boss had ordered, she just ran from the building and into a street, scattered with all kinds of wounded people. A stranger pulled her into a building lobby just as the North Tower collapsed, and it was then that her image was captured, her terrified face in a famous photo that since has been seen around the world, so that's how she got the moniker, the Dust Lady. All of a sudden, since that day, too, she became sort of the famous person people wanted to interview because of that photo. But apparently she had, because of what happened on 9/11, she battled severe depression, which is sad, and addiction to cocaine before checking into rehab. And she was diagnosed with stomach cancer in August of 2014. That's it for We Can Count. Hang with us, everybody.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite, is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy at 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
To China, do do do, restrict, do 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 do.
Yeah.
Punk, punk. You think it's dead, man?
There's a song for 25 years.
There's a stuff out there for you, man. There's something just like you change your suit. You don't want to wear the same suit for 50 years ago. It's the same way, man.
Once again, as we say here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, that you are fabulous, audience. And the reason you're fabulous is because you amaze me each and every day when I come in and I check the mail. Email is flowing. Lots of opinions about a lot of different things, including what's happening, of course, with the presidential race, as we talk so much about the interesting developments on the Democratic side and also what's going on with Donald Trump and the rest of the Republic. And so let's jump right into it.
You have mail, mistress.
This one from Bobby B., who says, I love Donald Trump, Kate. I know that he's not what we would think of as presidential material, but who is? You say it all the time. Where have all the good people gone? None of them want to be president or jump into politics, I think, by some of the nonsense that has happened. So I would say this. He may have some rough edges, but I would take a Donald Trump any day over a Hillary Clinton. At one point, Hillary Clinton might have been okay, but this nonsense with the email and the server, it just makes her look like she doesn't know what she's doing. More than anything else, forget any other thing that you could talk about with Hillary Clinton. Do I want this lady to be president when she or her aides purposely say, we don't want to have another email address? And then there is the risk of top secret information. Even if none of the top secret information that she received at all could have been hacked into, I still say it was a terrible, terrible move. And it just shows that she has a sense of sort of entitlement as kind of an heir to the throne, and is just not the right person to run the country. No offense, Clintons. I love that at the end. No offense, Clintons. You know, I do think there is some truth to that. I keep saying it. The thing that is so crazy to me is she knows, she has to know, and the people around her know this, that she always from the beginning was walking into a minefield, right? Because Hillary Clinton's a polarizing personality. People either really like her or they really don't like Hillary Clinton. So when you know that's the case, there's no sort of in-between for her. You would try to do everything you can to not fall into quicksand. So whether it was an oversight, if we wanted to give her that, or, well, listen, I don't want to have confusion. I want to have my email in the same place. I know other people have done it. If we gave her the benefit of the doubt, still, is that somebody that you think can be in charge? And is that leadership qualities? Because there's a reason why they have the emails going through there. We know cybercrime is huge. And there is no 100% wall guarantee. Look how many times the government's been hacked into. We don't want people to have our playbook, for goodness sake. And we're seeing it with companies, but we've also seen it with government entities. That's what the craziest thing is. It is crazy. Because if that's the thing that brings her down, shame on the Clinton people for allowing that to happen. Why would they expose that? In other words, why would they do that, knowing all along the way, she had her eyes set on becoming president, or running at least, so you would try to button everything up. That's the bottom line. You just tried to button everything up, no question. All right, here's another one. This one is from Charlie, who says, Kate, I've never emailed the show, but trust me, I listen. I know a lot of radio listeners are passive listeners. I think that's just the way the medium rolls. You could certainly tell us that. But Joe Biden, to me, and this made me want to email you when I heard you talking about Biden, Joe Biden jumping into this race and the fact that Obama would back him up, and I think he would campaign for him heavily. Wouldn't that just crush Hillary Clinton after everything that she's gone through in backing up Obama? Oh, well, that's politics, I suppose, at its best or worst, depending on how you look at it. This election couldn't be more interesting to me from either perspective, the Republicans or the Democrats, because I think heading into the primaries, you have some wide open storylines, and I don't know that we know for sure anymore who the presumptive nominees are going to be. What do you think? I think you are 100% right. I think that there is, in trying to gauge this, even with the best political minds, if you will, there is no crystal ball. That the crystal ball got foggy with the Clinton thing. Not Benghazi as much as the email scandal, because they kind of pushed it out, the Benghazi thing, even though there is that testifying that has to happen October 22nd. I'll tell you what, she better be so ready for that, not skipping it, thinking no big deal. I am a political person. I know how to handle this. There better be massive practice rounds on how to deflect what happened with Benghazi, because, of course, she's going to be asked about the servers, too, and it's just disastrous for Hillary Clinton. There is no question about it. And they did with this whole thing cloudy what was looking to be a pretty clear path. And once they did that, that opened the lane for Joe Biden to be more serious about it. It opened the lane for more people to jump in and for other Democrats to say, hey, we're not so certain about this anymore. We better have another plan here. There better be something else that's going on, because we don't want to lose to the Republicans. And our sure thing, or what we thought was our sure thing when we kept looking at the polls, is becoming less and less sure. Yeah. All right, how about this one? This one is from Frank. Frank says, Kate, I just wanted to take a pause in all the political nonsense and say, how about the story of Tracy Morgan, who I watched forever when he had the blips on Saturday Night Live and also in his NBC show, the Tina Fey thing? I think it's terrific that he got married, because I guess he's struggling since that auto accident. Yeah, supposedly he's doing a lot better. And he has a 2-year-old daughter with the woman that he married. And her name's Megan Wallover, was her maiden name anyway. And he got married over the weekend, and boy, it had to have been a horrific couple of years. because think about the car accident he was in last year that killed his good friend, James McNair, and everything that's happened since then with him and his own health, because he had to struggle to recover from his injuries. He had broken ribs, a broken leg, a broken nose. And, you know, it's interesting. He's going to host Saturday Night Live on October 17th, and you can be guaranteed that that's going to be a huge ratings gain, I think, for Saturday Night Live. I'm glad you brought that up. I thought that was such a feel good story that that he had this girlfriend and a daughter, and think of how young the daughter was when his world completely collapsed in that auto accident. So yeah, I agree. I think it's a good story. All right, we move on to Travis in Austin, Texas, who says, "Hello, Kate Delaney. I was wondering if you remember that it hasn't been too long ago, or it seems it hasn't been too long ago, that we were talking about Hurricane Katrina. Do you believe that, and I thought it seemed like almost just a handful of years, do you believe that it's been 10 years since Hurricane Katrina?" You know, it's interesting that you say that. I can't believe it's been that long, but it has been. I mean, it's almost 10 years, there's no question. And I think of Katrina and what we thought was happening and what really happened along the Gulf Coast, how Mississippi was the one that was really slammed by the winds, the hurricane itself, and people forget that, I think, because of the disaster that occurred in New Orleans. They were affected by Katrina, but it was Lake Pontchartrain and the overflow and the floods that just killed New Orleans. And in Mississippi, it was about the hurricane and the winds blowing houses completely away and devastating the folks in Mississippi, because we went to Mississippi. We took the show to Mississippi in 2010. It was 2010. So that was, 5 years after it. I couldn't believe still what I was seeing when they took me and showed me, toured me some of the areas where you could see the devastation was unbelievable. Long Beach and Pax Christian and all of that, that whole area, and how the neighbors luckily really pitched in to help each other because of the wall-to-wall devastation and how bad it was. Biloxi, and that, you know, that's where we stayed, Biloxi. I had no idea, I guess, because I hadn't been down there. And once I saw it, I was like, wow, this still has so many remnants of what happened in Mississippi. It's just absolutely crazy. All right, thanks for all the emails. Remember, you can email me as well at americatonight.net.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.